Pop-Up Hobby Shop, your traveling one-stop shop specializing in collector's items, Pokemon cards, musical instruments, sports memorabilia, and much more. Look up Pop-Up Hobby Shop on Facebook and look out for our booth popping up near you.
Don't talk! Woo! Woo! Woo!
What is going on, everybody? It is episode 45, Relentless, with the fellas in studio. As always, brought to you by our good friends at Tony's Joint, as Charlie lights one.
Well, it's 420.
Yes, it is.
He sucks at 45 PSI.
Yes, three convenient locations, Essex, Kingsville, Leamington. It's going there for everything. Flour, pre-rolls, your pens that you smoke at work. Whatever you want. What do we say, fellas? Go in there for what?
All your dope needs.
All your dope needs, guys. So
lighters, look.
Yes, we got a Tony's Joint lighters. We have everything in the studio, Tony's Joint.
Happy 420. Happy 420. And Relentless.
You bunch of fucking units. Burnout beauties, shall we say.
It's not quite what it used to be, 420.
No,
right?
It's because it's legal now. So, to be honest with you, so I thought... When we were, like, younger and we were smoking weed and everything, I think it was more fun smoking weed when you weren't allowed to do it. No?
Everything's funner when you're not allowed.
Yeah. Like, all rules are meant to be broke.
And, like, you know, when we were growing, like, not necessarily growing up, but in the younger years,
yeah.
420 was like Christmas. You know, you planned for it.
Oh, we're all smoking our own right now? All right.
Yeah, yeah. I figured to start. Rather than having to lean over every 5 seconds. But, like, you planned it the night before. You had your joints pre-rolled. Like, I'm waking up. I got my alarm set for 4:20 in the morning. I'm going to get up and smoke a doobie. It's like you used to plan that shit. Nowadays, it's just it's a regular Tuesday.
When
for
I wake up, I'll smoke one.
Did you smoke at 4:20 today?
I was at hockey with Ethan.
Yeah. I was smoking at 4:20 today. Yeah, I had a nap about 4:35.
I was smoking.
Yeah.
Bobo. Yeah.
Uncle Mike.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Drew, so when we were younger in, like, high school days, my mom would have to, like, grab Drew by his ankles and, like, drag him out of bed to go to school in the morning. Guess when the only time Drew
oh,
just...
Oh, he fucking
the
had
only, no, the only time Drew would hop out of bed...
Yeah.
The only time Drew would hop out of bed is when, like, we had a joint, like, ready to go in the morning.
Do you guys smoke in the house growing up? Never, eh?
No,
we got a little stupid towards
but your parents
once
didn't
we got a little
stuff,
older.
Like, see, like my parents smoked in the back room, so even when my dad didn't know I was a pothead, like I would get away with it really easily because like they had just gone to bed and it already smelled like pot or whatever in the house. But you know,
my parents and them didn't smoke like my
dad and
dad.
Had
remember
the garage,
we used
right?
to light a joint and like 30 seconds later, my dad like smoke that shit outside.
You know, he's the best. Is there's used to be a YouTube channel called Custom Grow 420, and this guy Jolie Oli, he was way ahead of his time because he had like a medical card in like Washington, I believe. He lives in Washington.
Okay,
and he'd like one episode pound of weed. He'd have a pound of weed. And he'd just sit there and get high and smoke all these different bucking bowls and bongs and. Show you all these shatter and all this stuff when it was like really new, and he'd smoke. And
was
he'd
it what was he posting on YouTube?
It was on YouTube. Yeah,
was
he's
it?
Still around.
Yeah,
it's called Custom Grow 420, and he fucking would smoke and he'd be coughing on the video because he's smoking, and my dad would think it was me upstairs. All you hear is the coughing. Yeah. Fuck, come upstairs, fucking kick the door open. I'm just sitting there. He's like,
yeah,
he's
but
like,
how many times?
Lucky.
How many times did old man catch us fucking smoking
Custom
weed
Custom Grow 420. Yeah, there he is, right there.
Hey. How much?
How many subscribers?
Mr. No Free Plugs.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Mr. No Free Plugs, giving guy free plugs.
Yeah. Should say right there.
Yeah, 1.73
million. Just made from.
He's got the stoner
house,
population.
Just sitting in his house smoking weed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a horrible job, eh?
If only.
Smoking canagars and doing like hotbox in his room, him and his two buddies. They like. Smoke these canagars while they're doing bong hits, and like by the episode's done, you can't even see them.
What about the guys that put them in those little like vacuum things and they like fill up a room and everybody?
Oh, yeah,
just go around blasting you in the face with a fucking weed jetpack gun or something. Yeah,
And everybody's
the
ripped.
Band. Ignore the Evidence was on a podcast where I forget what it was called now,
Hatcher Hockey.
No, we were on Hatrick Hockey, free plug, by the way. But no, it was the one where the guy just listened to our song. What do you need, later?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I remember.
Sorry,
to our song while he smoked a blunt. And, like, that was the whole show. Like, and then he kind of gave it a rating or whatever. So that was pretty cool.
What did you rate it?
I think he rated Throw It All Away like a 4.5 out of 10 or maybe like
out of 10?
No, a 4.5 out of 5.
Oh,
or
I was
like
about
a,
to roast
no, he rated
ass.
It pretty good. He rated it pretty good. Or it could have been like an 8.2 out of 10. I can't remember exactly. It was
which was it?
Oh, it was called Local Band Smokeout. Way, and he was out of California, so he's got tons of videos.
Oh, okay.
But there was also a Canada one. We reached out to him, and they didn't seem like they knew what they were doing as much as this guy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we also did Hatch a Cocky podcast.
Yeah, that was a fun. That was one. I think Drew is on that episode, too.
Yeah, he is. And we also did,
when we did
Your TV for Kojiko, which I just heard you did some Your TV for Kojiko. Yeah. We were on the, it was called
But you guys were, like, cranking out tunes, right?
Well, we played two songs, and then me and Willie got interviewed by Greg Ganip, great guy. But it was for Kojiko. I think it was called, like, Feel the Music or... Fuck, I can't remember it right now, but no, it was, you know, they showcased local bands and local musicians. So yeah, they were cool enough to have us on there. It was a different experience, right?
Yeah.
But it was cool. I remember Hardcore Al couldn't come and play because it was like COVID, you need to be vaccinated, all that shit. And he was like, fuck vaccination.
Al's
blah,
a fucking
blah.
Beauty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we did it four piece.
I love Al.
Yeah. We always joke about like once Al, you know, passes on, we're just going to taxidermy him and like still just bring him to shows and like
hang his guitar on him.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So, yeah, Anthony did some Your TV.
Yeah, so there was the play for a cure game. So it's for like cancer research. So our buddy from Harrow, Brett like Hedges, you know Brett Hedges, mm-hmm. right? So he's normally the one that does that type of thing, but Brett was in Florida. So, he reached out to me and said, hey, like, do you guys want to do the call for the Play for Cure game? So that included, like, we went to the Thursday draft party. So it was, like, dinner and drinks and Dang. Stuff like that. And you got to, like, meet all these guys and shit like that. So there was a whole fucking whack load of people there. So
I said it a couple episodes ago. You'd be going to fancy dinner parties. And
yeah, and you hit it right on the head. So then, so a couple quick little stories for it.
What?
I'm standing at the bar getting a drink or whatever, and I turn around and I bump into somebody. Well, we both turn around at the same time,
Tristan.
Right? No, I bump into a guy, I turn around at the same time, and I'm face to face, and it's me and Brandon Prust.
No
We're like, so I was like, oh shit, sorry, man. So we kind of shot the shit for a minute.
X Flame.
Yeah, he was like, he was super cool.
Yeah,
and then,
that is cool.
And then it just there was like Gary Roberts and like Ally Afraidy and
is Ally Afraidy bald now?
He is, yeah.
I just remember that fucking.
So Tristan and I kind of narrowed down. We're like, he looks like a taller D-Mac now.
Okay. Oh
like,
yeah,
he looks like a taller D-Mac.
Kind of like a crackhead.
Gary Roberts is.
Love you, D-Mac.
Gary Roberts is an absolute unit. Like, how big that fucking guy
he's
is.
He's always been a big dude. Bro.
Yeah.
He's a freak, too.
Oh, I loved watching him play growing up. My dad remembers when he came into the
Didn't
league.
Did he wear turtlenecks or some shit like that?
He
might
no.
have.
Maybe.
I do recall, like, turtlenecks. My memory does serve me of, like, some whiteness coming out from under his...
He looked like he had... Yeah. I forget what
Nowadays,
it was.
A lot of the folks are wearing those, like, safety turtleneck things.
Yeah, but no, I mean, this was, like, back in the day.
Yeah. No, I know, yeah.
Yeah, but so then we go to the game the next night. So we're on the, like, call for the game, right?
WFCU Center? Or?
It was at Vollmer.
Oh, yeah, in Amsterdam.
So
yeah.
We were out there. They had us up on the top of the stands. And
standing around his neck area.
And what was weird was as you're calling the game.
Gary Roberts? Yeah, he finishes later on.
Yeah.
Check like Calgary early.
As you're calling the game, you have the truck in your ear.
Yeah.
Right, so like they'll be like throw it down
like
to
the media truck, right?
Yeah, they'll be like throw it down to this guy for an interview, and we're like,
but they're not
talking we're
to
going,
you.
Yeah, they are.
Like
because no,
sometimes they are.
No,
right?
The guy would talk to us, and he would say throw it down the buddy at ringside.
Oh, and so you had to physically do that?
No, we would have
or
to be like,
to
all right,
that?
So we're
oh,
going to
okay,
we're
okay.
going to so
now
and so at ringside.
Now you know what Michael.
So they're giving you prompts. They're giving you prompts.
Yes, it was crazy though, dude. I've honestly never. I've never done anything like that in my entire life, man. Never done anything like that in my entire life.
Yeah, that's cool.
It was a different experience. Like, we've done the call for the 73s and stuff like that. But to just
imagine,
like,
the guy was just like,
go there and
go
do
fuck
it on
yourself.
TV. Yeah. he was swearing on there a bunch.
Yeah,
that guy was a beauty.
I don't know why I feel like I remember some shit like that. But anyways, moving on.
He won a cup with Calgary.
Look at that fucking Lanny
did.
McDonald.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm trying to think who else they had. Prost, they had Andre Waugh. Oh, so another funny story was, so we're getting food, right? So Andre Waugh, who's a fucking absolute monster. So he's
is
going
that
down.
Patrick Sutton? Or?
No, he's he played for the Lightning and stuff. He was a fighter.
Okay.
But so he was going down one side of the thing, and I was going down the other. So we were making small talk. We were talking or whatever, and then so
nice
we
dick.
So we get near the like seafood, and I had heard him shooting the shit with one of the other guys about women. So I'm not gonna say, but anyways, so we're sitting there or whatever, and he's like. We get it was the salmon, I believe. You know how salmon has that smell, right? So we're like, we're
what
sitting
smell?
There or whatever. It's like a really fishy like
smell.
Fishy smell,
get,
right?
Yeah,
so we're sitting there or whatever, and he's like, he gets up there and he looks at me. He goes, I don't know if I should do this. I'm drinking or whatever. I was like, I looked at him, hand on his like fucking shoulder. He's a big guy. I'm like, you should call her.
Mm-hmm.
That was all I said. He's cracked up laughing. So that was kind of cool. And then it was like, all right, I'm going to eat. It was like, fist bump, I'm out of here. But he was like winking at me at the bar. We were laughing and shit like that because he was like bugging the bartender and stuff. But he was super cool. It was, I don't know. But everybody there was pretty cool. They raised like over $400,000 too. It was insane.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, was that cancer? Or like,
yeah. So it was for like cancer research. And they had like Woody's hoodies there and stuff like
Woody's
that.
Hoodies.
So that's what it's called, Woody's hoodies. It's actually pretty sweet. But he donates too. So overall, in total, we're here. It was probably about 420,000. So,
yeah. Dang, 420.
Yeah, so it was cool though. It was a cool experience. But
shout out 420.
Yeah,
so, dude. Yeah. But that smell though. That smell though. You know, like
that smell.
If you caught me after recess in class smelling my fingers, you know, it was either smoking pot or I was fucking fingering some chick at the bleachers. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You see my face? I was like,
whoa.
Either like a, you loathing it, basking that
go
smell, baby.
Friends.
Yeah.
It was.
What's that smell?
My ass.
Yeah. It's funny because we were talking about. I don't know, some got brought up, a girl talking about eating ass or whatever. It's like, it's crazy to think how many chicks like that shit.
Yeah, it is fucked.
It's, you know, how do you even approach that? You know, just
especially
one day,
for how
baby
God.
Positions.
Yeah,
like, get
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
The, ah.
Like, the guy's just like, wait a second.
Like a baby. Oh, you're almost like
a
baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
Or do you just like,
the camera
stand literally just fell apart.
Broke. Here, hold on.
It's 4:21.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Oh, we're good now. Back after our mishap. Oh, jeez.
Yes,
what a debacle.
That shit has more tape on it than
he wears on his socks at hockey.
Honestly, good old clear hockey tape can get you out of some
situations.
There's
more fucking tape on your ankles.
And
at
it will
hockey.
Rip hair right off your butthole
if
you ever do it.
It will.
It's strong enough.
Hell yeah. It does the trick, though. I'll tell you. It can fix some stuff. It's like, you know, that red-green motherfucker. Let's see that red-green motherfucker.
Yeah, but he uses duct tape.
No, I'm just saying, like, eat your heart out.
Red, green, eat your heart out. The hockey
ducks,
players are taking
over. You know,
over,
they kill ducks to make that tape, so.
She might not find you handsome, but at least she'll find you handy.
Handy.
That's what he said. Sorry, guys.
Speaking of eating ass.
Yeah, so that's the topic that we were on, apparently.
No, you can't
delete
it. Because then no one will know what I'm talking about.
What were you saying, though, about that, though?
Girls love to eat ass. That's what I was saying.
Like nowadays.
Yeah.
So are we talking
it's surprising
like younger chicks?
How many
like younger chicks, right?
All them chicks in those videos where the guy's like interviewing girls on the streets, like, oh, what's the dirtiest thing you do? They're all just like, oh, I like to eat ass.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Me too.
Hey, man.
Do you think it's 2024? Okay, do you think it's more weird for a girl to do it to a guy or a guy to do it to a girl?
I'll rock it.
I mean,
would
doesn't
you,
bother me.
Okay,
now.
Here. Would you let a chick eat your ass?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Would you let it? Bro,
I recommend
for how much
it.
I fart and for how much I fart and shit, I would not recommend.
Oh yeah, that's it's definitely like
it's got to be fresh.
My and my ass, bro. Man, it's hairy. There's
it's
stuff.
Dude,
it's like a mystery.
Like
jungle
milk
jungle.
Dead.
Your back. I can imagine, dude.
So, I was listening, and this girl on a podcast was like, "I like it." Hairy. This girl on a podcast was like, "I like it better that way."
Whoa!
They were talking about they like sucking dick when the guy just finished a gym workout. They like stinky dicks.
No, they don't.
I swear to God, all of them agreed.
These advanced whores.
All of them agreed about it too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Are
is
they
going
younger?
On? No, they were. I mean, younger than us. Yeah, actually, I'm old as fuck.
Yeah, everybody's younger than us.
No, yeah, no, they were. I'll try and get the video and share it. But hey, I was taken aback, and I'm just like, damn, these bitches nowadays, they don't care.
Dude, shit. Now it's.
Would you suck a dick after they went to the gym?
Never. I won't suck a dick.
No, I thought you were gonna slide that.
No.
Like, yeah, I was like,
but dude. Like he said, like you know, I'd feel weary about a girl going down there. Like, hey, man. Like,
yeah,
it's a danger zone, but if you want to go in there, that's your call.
If she's there watching you play or some shit like that, then after
you got stank ass from work all day and the girl wants to do that, you let her?
I mean, I let her. I don't kiss her afterwards.
No kiss. No kiss.
God damn.
Well, what I'm saying.
Or like we get in the shower together.
She gives you a mustache.
Yeah.
Poop mustache.
It's weird too. Because like I would rock some pussy after a gym session.
But
I don't care.
You working all day with your dirty ass and stuff. And then you're just going to let her go.
It's not my mouth.
You don't care about that girl.
Yeah, Burger King.
Well, no. Like if she wants to do it.
You don't like that girl.
She knows the situation. It's not like, oh shit. She's like, she doesn't know I just blew ass in the toilet. So should I say something or should I not?
Yeah. She knows. When you take
bro,
you
got to use, the wet wipes to make sure you're nice and clean,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's just, all that is like spraying fucking deodorant over top of BO, dog. Like, it still stinks.
I don't think I could let a chick do it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think
well,
I
you might want to try, man. You never know.
So you're saying that you have already?
I've gotten my butthole licked.
Shut
I swear to God. And I've got my butthole fingered a little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
Not like a whole finger or anything, just
like
a little.
Like two or three
no,
digits.
No, like up to the first knuckle, maybe, like one. And I'll tell you, you fucking nut quicker than you may have ever before in your life, bro.
Yeah,
that milk of
like,
the prostate thing is
your
real.
Prostate's not that. It's not that far.
Well, when
in.
Well,
you gotta get in there.
Yeah, well,
you never been to the
she
doctor?
She didn't have to get in there.
Get
well,
in there.
There's some sort of male G spot that's just right around the tip
in,
the
and
tip
you feel
rim.
Both his hands on your shoulders, like.
And then you hear his belt cling cling. Like what?
I've also licked a girl's butthole.
Whoa.
I mean, we exchanged butthole licks. I mean, once you know what I mean. Once you're like, all right, well, that's. I guess we're going there. You know what it is.
Oh, man.
I mean,
I think that's
really
how it happens.
A girl,
a lot of
if you haven't ate her ass, do you really love a girl?
I mean,
speaking of ass.
Yeah, you guys are fucked.
Yeah,
I ain't even gonna say shit because stuff.
Yeah, you just said shit coming out your ass while you lick it.
I would be shot on the spot.
Yeah, see that.
We
like,
can talk off the air.
I don't know how people can get into that crazy shit like taking dumps on each other and this and
that.
Oh,
like Vince?
Yeah.
We call
the
that
Blippi.
The Vince McMahon.
The Blippi.
The Blippi.
I blippied her, bro. I blippied her.
I
What's
gave her the
mean?
Blippi.
I took a shit right on
yeah.
her. But yeah, I don't
and
know
I
how you get
it up
into
with
that.
The Vince McMahon.
But it is weird because, like, oh, something you never thought you may like, and then you do. So that might make you the next thing that you never thought you'd like.
Pandora's
you
box.
Might try it out, yeah. So
Pandora's
next thing you know,
you
you're getting
up,
fucking
yeah.
pegged. Prepare to peg.
Yeah,
no. Definitely,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I fucking draw the line.
No,
okay?
I definitely okay. would draw the line at the second knuckle, I think. But, like, I mean, I've taken some
yeah,
shits bigger
a,
than Black Guy's
yeah,
dick.
Yeah, he went
so.
The first fucking one, but it was,
that
like,
gay?
Four fingers.
he went to the first knuckle on four fingers.
It was four fingers.
Just,
It was like this.
It was not like this. It was not the Italian hand. It was the fucking.
How is that possible?
I don't,
what do I got a line for an asshole?
Bro,
we seen a video a long ass time ago where guys like were eating like cereal out of a chick's butthole, like you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Well, they
it's
probably
fucking,
got their butthole rammed. And it's open.
Dude,
like
that's
a fucking,
fucked up.
That's
hey, fucking remember
gaping.
That shit, Drew?
Yeah,
remember that shit? That was
not that I
that
mean,
was
man.
Dark as shit.
I've seen
these guys are like
shit.
Pouring
well, yeah,
milk.
Not
like,
much
like
they
like,
do. They don't call it the
back in the day before the internet was like as crazy, not crazy, but
like.
It's 2024. The internet's everywhere. You can have
it on porn anything. Made internet.
Back
the
in the
internet.
Day when, like, so you used to get, like, emails from people. I was on a chain emails from guys I used to work with and stuff.
Oh.
Holy fuck. Some of the shit
fucked up shit.
Or it was, like, the Eiffel Tower one, and it goes down. It's like this dude getting his ass rammed. Like, you're, like, going down the tower, like, scrolling down, see what's at the bottom. You get to the bottom, some dude with his assholes, like, ahead in there.
Dark. That's why they call it the place where the sun don't shine.
Dude,
it's
some
dark.
People send some fucked up shit, too. We got some dark motherfuckers at work that, like, send us shit. I'm like, wow. But anyway.
I won't say.
I won't
say. No names. No names,
I was gonna...
What?
I was going to say, what, black people?
Oh. Time. Time. Jeez.
I don't understand.
Like,
what?
You said we have dark people at work that send us shit.
Oh.
I'm like,
oh,
wait, what do you mean, black people?
No.
I missed what you said. I didn't understand.
You're the only one that would go there. So, all right. Yeah.
New tag team belts, eh? Did you see them?
I didn't.
No?
Cam,
pull them up. There's two sets.
Yeah.
Which, again, I hate.
Why can't
the
we
one
go back
set,
to the day where
the one
just
set
one...
is called the World Tag Team Championships and the other one's called the WWE Tag Team Championships?
Yeah.
So it's like,
just
which
be
one matters more?
There
so
to just be
no,
one.
It's per brand. So, like, the
so why
world
don't they
title,
call it that?
The world title is on Raw.
I hate that.
That's
shit.
Why the belts match it. And then the Friday Night SmackDown, the, those ones.
So those are ones
that
are kind of like a
they're
throwback.
Like the 90s ones.
Or, no, they're
kind
of
like
to the old school.
Yeah, the Attitude Era.
Yeah, Attitude Era.
They're the same
click
shape
the first one,
Attitude
Cam.
Pretty much, yeah.
But that one.
That's a SmackDown one.
That's the SmackDown one. But the other one, it matches the world title.
But still, those ones kind of look like the old ones.
There, yeah.
No?
No,
is that
it does,
the one that
kind
of looks like
yeah,
the old ones?
Yeah,
like
that,
like the
that
same
one.
Shape.
Yeah, it's the
there,
same
yeah.
shape.
So that one there, that one. No, lower. The one in the bottom.
The circle one.
Oh, you're actually pointing.
The circle one
okay.
is meant to...
But that one matches the world title. That's
I don't
true. All the
time, right? I don't like the fucking circle ones.
Not as
these
much.
Guys?
I don't mind them, but it, like
and
I said...
And there needs to only be one set.
They're better than the last ones.
Cody,
I thought the last ones were trash.
I can't wait to see what Cody comes up with.
See, man, well,
the Universal
nice,
belt looks so big on Cody. Like, I don't... Like,
oh, yeah.
It's literally, like,
that's why
half of his
it.
Torso.
But he's supposed to be... He had a picture on his Twitter, and it was the world title. It was the old Winged Eagle, like the one that Bret Hart and them held.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the
that's
NWA, the old NWA title. So it was like he wants to like mix them.
Mm-hmm.
For his?
Yeah, that'll be like the new belt, right?
Yeah.
Because Dusty held the NWA.
Yeah.
Why can't there just be one set of tag belts? Just one. Like there used to be. And then just have whoever wears a belt can go on either brand. That's how they should do it.
I like that idea too. That's... That is how it really should
so
be.
So it's
like,
old
you got
school
one
way. So
champion.
There's one belt. Yeah, there's one world champ. If you want to do your like,
you could have two number one
two,
contenders,
okay,
or you can have.
But then you have one fucking set of tag champs, IC.
Just like the old days, I understand what you're saying, but now it's not like the old days. There's way too much content now. That's the problem. They need more champions. They need it.
Yeah,
it's just how it is. So when they back in the day when it was like one champ, like when it was Austin. Right?
Yeah.
When it was just Austin, they had the one champ, they had the one tag team champions, whatever like that. Once they acquired WCW, then the big gold was introduced, like that Batista held.
Yeah.
And then ECW.
That's all well, then they did the split. They did the brand split, so they look at it as two different things,
ECW
right?
belt yes. came in the fucking play too, didn't it?
Yeah, it does the big gold, right?
Which is
no,
like,
ECW.
So, yeah.
ECW.
So you won.
So brief.
Yeah, so you won the ECW World Championship. What is that? Like, do you even care?
I heard
like,
when it goes back to Netflix in the new year that ECW is coming back. They're rebranding.
But it should be on its own kind
gonna,
of thing, like not mixed in with everything. Like, yeah.
Isn't Raw going uncensored? Too.
It's going to when it goes to Netflix, it's all going to be 18, like mature.
Yeah,
all the programming is going to go there.
I think you're going to hear the swearing, the blood. You're going to get
it
all back.
Like the way they
do
it with NXT, it's like you know that the NXT is kind of like the farm club.
That's you first, bro.
And they have they have their champion. Yeah. But if the NXT champion was just like mixed in and Raw and SmackDown, it wouldn't make much sense. It's like it takes away from that.
When they go to Netflix, they're gonna need all the content they can get.
Maybe I'm just set in my ways to where like I only want like one champ per thing or whatever. Maybe I'm there just should set in be that an old undisputed
champ. There should be the guy. Like, but the problem the is guy. It's up to the champion to make yourself stand out to be the big guy. Like Roman,
yeah.
Seth was the champ, but Roman was still in everyone's eyes was the guy.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
up to
yeah,
you
yeah.
as the wrestler. Doesn't matter what belt you have so, to make.
Whereas,
it.
Like so to me, Cody's the guy, and he's the champ.
Right Cody's the guy.
Man, he is though.
I like Cody, but you know what? I give it.
He's the guy to the fans.
Give it summer. I give it till SummerSlam if he's lucky before everybody's done with him. Yeah, listen, so Cody is. I love Cody, but Cody's just he's a mid carder, bro. He's not a. He's not anything spectacular.
Yeah.
The only reason he's as hot as he is because the fans wanted to see him finish the story.
Yeah.
When he came in, when he
but the story ain't over. You know what I mean?
When he originally came in 2 years ago at WrestleMania, everyone thought he was going to come in and win that belt right away. And then when it took him 2 years to get it, now that's why everyone was so happy. But they'll lose that.
Well, it's a long
it'll
story.
Be the next guy. Who's
they're
who's,
playing the long story. There
the
is
next
no
guy?
Next guy.
Who, there's no next guy yet.
AJ be. Or LA Knight ain't there yet. Oh. I think LA Knight needs to do some.
See?
Some intercontinental stuff and some fucking.
I think Cody and AJ could do some fire matches.
Oh, they and I think they will. That's what's planned for Backlash, right? Yeah. Cody and AJ.
Cody and AJ. Could
yeah.
Have some bomb.
But they're not going to give it to
Cody.
To
needs
to they
want
might
a
give
tag
it to
run
AJ
with
for
somebody.
Air.
Like
what?
He needs
he
to
did.
Go on a
he
tag.
Won the belts
no,
with
like,
Jay.
Who?
No,
who
but I mean someone else. But he needs to go on a nice tag run. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think
or like IC.
He's their guy. I'm telling you, he's their guy right now. He's gonna be their guy for a little bit.
Well, obviously, they have to. He beat Roman. There's no way that they can after that historical
yeah.
run that
yeah.
they can have somebody beat him and he's a transitional
unless it's
champion.
Roman. The only thing they can really do right now is go back to Roman, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't really do. They might do it for a pay per view and then a week and then this and that to make story or have someone else win it for. But I don't think they'll do that either.
FYI, I'm ordering about five of those cards that are in that fucking camera.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Was really
off topic.
Apparently
no, I know, but
trouble.
I'm thinking just because it hasn't fucking watched.
So, but it's
it.
Like you look
sorry.
At Damian Priest, and it's like he definitely ain't the guy. Like if he's the that's other champion, he ain't. You know, he's not the top guy. Yeah. Whereas with Seth Rollins,
you
could kind of think like
I think Seth is like. That should be the guy.
He's great.
But he's hurt, obviously, but
yeah,
he has been so
and
solid
so Rhea Ripley was pregnant.
You know that
clearly, right?
Have you guys? You guys don't. Have you been watching? Have you been watching?
Off and on.
Yeah.
Have you noticed all the glitches and stuff like that happening in like the programming and all?
I've
that
seen
shit?
One thing about it with
skin
the Wyatt
than I
family
do wrestling.
The Wyatt family. There was
they're
a great. There was a little like
Uncle Howdy's coming back.
Yeah.
Uncle Hack.
Yeah.
Uncle Howdy's coming.
It was
back.
They did a barcode, and if you scan the barcode, it took you to something
that was Bray
was
Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
So
like
when Bray Wyatt
family.
Was
it's the Wyatt family,
and he had that guy because it was Uncle Howdy. So Bray in his final run was created a character. So he was the Fiend, and he created a character called Uncle Howdy. He was like the guy that called the shots, and he made that character specifically for Bo, which is his brother.
Yeah,
and he hadn't been in wrestling.
His father was a wrestler,
yeah.
right? Wyndham.
Wyndham. Rotunda.
Yeah. Rotunda.
That was his name, but his yeah. dad's name is Mike Rotunda.
Mike. Okay.
But he created this whole character and everything to rejuvenate his brother's career, and then they could finish out together.
Yeah.
But then when he passed away, it was all on hold. But now he's full.
Yeah,
throttle.
And a lot
what's
of people
so
were thinking we could see
what's
him
so
again.
Funny?
So.
Live update: it's 4-0 Bruins right
okay,
now.
Fuck.
Nobody's surprised.
Yeah. But you know what I mean.
What's game?
So like on his.
I'm surprised.
Did you watch the Bray? You watched the
documentary? I didn't watch that biography yet.
It's
on
the stick.
Yeah.
So I watched it. It's awesome. It shows the whole all the costume that he created and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're gonna bring it back. So that's why they started doing the thing. So I hope they do the Wyatt family because Braun Strowman. Came back, he's been off TV, he's gone.
Yeah.
And so they took him right off. So that tells me that like they're gonna probably do some Wyatt family shit. So they
so Strowman was part of it?
He was original Wyatt family, yeah.
Okay.
So it would be him, Alexa Bliss, Uncle Howdy, which would be Bo. And I think they should bring back Rowan. But
what if Randy Orton goes there?
I don't think he will. He was in there. He was in the Wyatt family.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, if they want to put something back together, you got to have Randy.
It doesn't have to be the exact, right? So it doesn't have to be like
but he
the
doesn't
original
necessarily
Wyatt family.
Have to be a bad
yeah.
guy.
That's
with
what I'm
it.
Saying is he yeah. could be in there because he was actually a member before. You know what else they're saying, too, is Matt Hardy.
Oh, I did because hear rumors that he's going to be coming back.
So which okay, I always get this mix up, and it's going to be a stupid, simple question. So it's heel and what?
Hurt and heel.
Face.
Hurt, heel. Oh, you mean like as wrestlers?
Yeah.
Baby heel face. And face.
Okay, just and face. Face is good, right?
Face is good.
Heel's bad. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant you said heel.
No. I was just,
because we're talking about Bray. He has on his hands hurt, heel.
No. Yeah,
which... Yeah. Nowadays they mix it up a bit more. Like last night I was watching SmackDown and Bayley defended her title for the first time against the Glow chick. What's her name?
Naomi.
Yeah, which they're both would be babyface because they're both like the crowd loves them, cheers them. But sometimes they have to do it. They never used to do it. It was always
a lot of the times now the heels are the face. Like the heels are
or
over,
the people, yeah,
because people want to cheer.
Yeah.
Right? So no matter how fuck, it's like Austin.
Yeah,
Austin was a heel 24/7, but that motherfucker.
Yeah, but
no
he was a heel to the man, so it was a baby face to us.
Yes,
he was our hero.
So that was a bad example.
He technically was a baby face.
The Rock,
but The Rock, yes,
joining the corporation with Vince, all
that was
shit,
awesome.
But you still fucking loved him.
Oh yeah,
you know
definitely,
what I mean? Like,
definitely. Even now, like his
remember
final
the
boss
battles
mode, like
back in the day with like. Stone Cold and The Rock. We used to call back and forth house to people would be like talking shit because who was it who was the big rock? It was Daryl McGee.
Yeah,
remember we used to call each other like fuck you.
Yeah, I remember I want to say it was the 99 Rumble and it was who's winning and my buddy was like no fucking way Austin's winning and I was like Austin's fucking winning or whatever because it was Rock versus Austin.
He won 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
Austin.
Yeah.
But Rock got him the last time, right?
Yeah.
I think WrestleMania 17, I think, is the best WrestleMania ever.
Honestly, me and Jake just rewatched it. Didn't live up to me.
Yeah.
Didn't really.
For me.
And honestly, hated it. I've always thought that's not even Rock and Austin's best match. Their best match is 19. And even though Rock wins it, and I'm an Austin fan, it's their best. Entertaining match.
It's the card overall.
I'm telling you,
you get the Hardy Boys.
That match is the only real good match on the fucking card. It really is. Like watching.
There's about 80 million other people that would.
The gimmick battle royal is terrible. I want to say Chris Benoit against Chris.
The battle royal was amazing. That was
terrible.
The gimmick battle royal.
Yeah.
So get it straight.
They had about
the honky
tonk, four.
The world's greatest fucking champion.
They have four bathroom matches on there.
Greatest IC champion.
What the fuck?
Yes. Santino. You got Jimmy Cornette come out with the tennis racket.
It was terrible. I just watched it last night. I'm telling you.
Listen to me.
Or yesterday or 2 days ago.
Don't shit on it.
The opening match is good. I want to say it's Kurt Angle versus Chris Jericho, something along those lines. And then there's a Chris Benoit match that's good. Everything else is garbage until the Austin Rock match. There's one match before maybe that's like, Undertaker, Triple H.
Sure.
It's okay. It's pretty good.
Are you Dave Meltzer?
I'm telling you right now, WrestleMania 17 is not that good.
He's a wrestling guy. Has been in
he hates on a lot of matches that like WrestleMania 17 is not that good. I just watched it.
WWE has never. I think WWE is only he rates matches 5-star matches. Oh. I think he's only given like 30 5-star matches to WWE total ever.
Yeah. And I've always
Will
hated
Ospreay, who's in AEW. He's given like 25 5-star matches.
Yeah.
If it's in the Tokyo, everyone freaks out and gets pissed at him because if it's in the Tokyo Dome, that's what Bruce always says. Or if it was not in the Tokyo Dome, because if it's in the Tokyo Dome or it's like New Japan shit, he's like rated high as fuck.
Yeah,
we give it 5 stars and like Kurt Angle has had the most bangers ever, has never had a 5-star match.
Yeah,
want to know one that sticks out with him is remember when he had that feud with Shane and he did the King of the Ring
99 King of the Ring
suplex and he didn't go through the glass.
Shane kept telling him to
do
it again and he's like no I don't
Shane
want
Shane is
like,
beast
do it.
Mode
Shane's
man.
A
yeah.
monster.
Shane for
insane.
Not being an actual wrestler
when
jumping off hell
in
the cell and shit.
Him and Steve Blackman have a match that are
the Blackman when they hit him and he falls off the thing off the Jumbotron.
Yeah, you got to be a real man who fucking
Shane
wrestles.
Took some serious
and
bumps.
And every match he did was a deep match
right?
Like
Kevin Owens, same thing. He went to jump on Kevin Owens through a table, and Sami Zayn pulled him away. I've seen way too many matches.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's the memorable ones.
No, but Shane's fucking...
That pay-per-view with Shane McMahon was the first pay-per-view that me and Uncle Mike ever watched together.
Which one?
The Shane McMahon versus Kevin Owens. It was Hell in a Cell. This is probably this got to be 8-9 years ago. At least 10. Well, I've only known Mike for. I remember when I met him. I was like, look at this fucking weirdo.
You do.
Oh, wait. You smoke a ton of weed? You're cool.
No, he didn't really. No.
No?
This motherfucker, like.
Mike did not. Okay, so Mike did not smoke. Well, he's tried.
I've never seen him not. You gotta fucking. How has he not been on the show yet?
I don't know. I want him to come. We'll bring him one.
Yeah, he has.
Bobo. He never smoked, really. Like, he's tried it and then started hanging out with me, and he fucking was like, we smoke so much weed now.
I don't know.
He would fucking bury me, like, edible wise.
Yeah, he'd crush
it. He'll eat 1,000 milligrams and go to work. I'm like, bro, I'd die. Motherfucker takes 2 packs of gummies. They're like, that we get the candies.
Yeah.
500 milligrams a pack. Rip a pack, whole thing, chew it.
Jeez.
And fucking, while he's smoking weed. I eat one candy. It's like 125, 100 milligrams. I'm in there.
Yeah.
Like fucking.
At work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm chilling, but like my heart's beating out of my chest.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie fucking Miller, sick bastard. He's here the one day. We're having beers. We went to a game or whatever here in town, and then we come back here. He's like, hey, we'll have some edibles. I'll bring some fucking edibles with me. Well, he doesn't look at the fucking package either.
I didn't even know he smoked or anything.
Oh, yeah. He's. Yeah. But anyway, so he fucking comes here, whatever. I rip open this pack of edibles. I don't look at it because normally, what the maximum he gets, what 50?
Yeah,
you know. So
I get 125.
No, but I'm like, I'm like okay. He goes, whatever. I'm like, I eat 2. I look at the package. It's like, I think it was 600.
420 segment right now.
Yeah. So it was like, 600 fucking.
I look
total,
at the package.
Right?
It says Rainbow Pride.
So yeah. I open it up. I'm like, how many or whatever. I open it up. There's only 4 in there. So
better
I'm like,
eat 2, buddy.
So I'm like, so literally, that was my exact words to him. I ate 2. So I ate 200 milligrams in one sitting. I looked at him. I said, "You bet you're eating fucking 2 of these."
So another one of the first times I ate candy with Mike, we were at work, and my buddy made shattered Jolly Ranchers. Like they're like this big.
Yeah.
And we ate them. And my buddy told me originally, he's like, "Eat 2 of them." I'm glad I didn't. So I eat 1. I give 1 to Mike. I got it in my mouth. I'm just sucking on it. Like 5 minutes goes by. I'm like, okay, I'm saving some of this because I could feel it already because it's fucking.
No shit.
He's like, ha. He's never done any really weed. He's like chewing it up thinking he's all bad, eh? The line was down. I had my head down. He comes up to me. I look up. He's white as a ghost.
Oh, no.
He's got to go to first aid. So Katie was our supervisor at the time. So I'm like.
Shut up.
Mike's got to go to fucking.
Was this before or after you and her had hooked up?
We just started going out.
Oh,
just started doing a dirt thing.
Yeah. Just started, you know. Yeah. Anyways.
She just started touching my wiener.
Anyways, so he goes to first aid. He goes to first aid. He's gone for like 45 minutes. I'm like, he's ratting me out. This motherfucker's. I'm going to beat his ass.
You didn't know him well?
I didn't know him that well. So he fucking goes to first aid, comes back like an hour later, and he goes home. He's like, I was high for fucking. Ever. But then he's like, I'm like, so I said to him, like, what took so long? He's like, when I went to first aid, they could tell I was white as a ghost. They thought I was sick, right? So they made him stay and like chill. They made him lay down in this bed and they're like, they're giving him snacks and stuff to try to like pick him up.
I'd be like, sweet.
Yeah.
So fucking funny. I'm like,
oh, are you?
I'm like,
diabetic?
Oh, I thought I was a shit dog.
Yeah, that's great. You go down there, rip. They give you munchies. Fucking.
It's funny, like how paranoid you could be. Like, oh, I smell like weed, or they're gonna know I'm high. But then, like, a lot of people know nothing about weed and don't know what it really smells like, or like, so they're just all like, oh.
I remember going to school.
You must be.
Are you gonna tell a story?
You must
that
be.
You
know, sick.
Oh, remember me going down the hallway.
Mark Avellino, first I'm going to tell a story about Mark
Avellino. Drew's going to tell you too,
sir. This fucking guy, he's like, doesn't smoke weed, so we get all fried up in the morning on the bus. So we're in there, we're standing in school for fucking morning, it's National Anthem. All of a sudden, we're fucking 2 seconds of National Anthem, we hear a bang, we look, he's laying on the ground. We're like, what the fuck? So the teacher gets him.
Just passed out?
Oh, yeah.
So he gets fucking, so literally, felt to go to desk. It was different times, so they just picked him up. Fucking... Bottom of the office, bro. We fucking go. He's in a wheelchair, bro. He's like fucking annihilated.
From burning?
He was high as fuck.
Weren't they giving him frozen fucking,
okay.
Like fucking frozen
so
like juice
him,
and shit?
They fed him frozen orange juice. out of a, like a kid.
Like suck on that.
Oh, yeah, so, so funny.
Like ripped the top off the thing and just like made him eat it. Oh my God, we laughed so hard. Literally just hear a bang. You look, he's on the ground. Like what the fuck? He's dead.
Remember on the bus?
Which one?
The one day where she's like, "You smell like Axe or whatever." So she's remember I just started swearing. Like I just fucking the day I just went.
Oh yeah.
Off.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember when we were on the bus in fucking the school because we were smoking weed.
Yeah.
And the fucking
no, but we had smoked at the bus stop.
No, I know. But yeah. I'm telling another one. Oh. That's, I could tell stories all day. I'm all over the place.
What's the Axe story though? I don't.
Yeah, you go. The teacher was wanted to suspend him because he smelled like Axe body spray. So she's like, he was covering it up because there was people smoking weed.
And
on the bus.
Drew,
like,
I was going was down. Screaming. I was going down the hallway. But,
oh, I got a story about getting
she's like, I was counting on my thing when we were walking down the hallway. You swore 63 times in two hallways.
But the we got one time smoking weed on the bus again because that's all we did.
You were on the way to school?
Yeah.
Blazing on the bus?
On the bus. Yeah,
on the bus.
So, anyways, Adam Gibbons. So we get pulled over.
The bus driver just didn't know or just didn't care.
So we just pulled. No, he just.
Just say it. He's passed. It was Rob.
Yeah, Rob Gibb. Yeah. He just called the school. And then when we pulled up to school, he just wouldn't open the door.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, all the principals are coming out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they come up.
But you would get away with it?
No. Fuck.
No. So
no.
They would.
If we were good, he wouldn't say anything.
All the principals come up, and all of a sudden, they're like, wanting to smell fingers.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me smell your fingers.
Yeah, let me smell
Adam
your fingers.
Gibbons puts his fingers in his ass, bro. Literally in his ass.
Like beforehand, knowing.
Yeah, teacher's going like smelling fingers, so he's in the back. He's got his fingers.
Oh, my just God. Rubbing
Adam
his bottle.
Fucking
yeah.
Mrs. Schofield.
Same, bro.
Fucking. She's like, he goes like this. She's like, what, face made, bro? She fucking was like, go. He's like, look back. He's like, so fucking funny, bro. The
man.
Face she made, she was like, the fuck? So funny, bro.
It's like,
Adam
is it
Gibbons.
Chocolate or poop? Oh, yeah, it's
Adam
poop.
Remember his
name? Adam Gibbons, man. Okay, so one day at school, we used to do like morning announcements, but we would do it like a radio thing and like play a song, right? So we were in this little fucking office before school doing our thing, and the teacher who runs it came in and was like, "It smells like weed in here." She's like, "Oh my God, I don't know what to do. It smells like weed in here." And I'm just sitting there like, "Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck." And there's two other people with me who are like not weed smokers, and I'm known as a weed smoker.
Shocker.
Kind of thing, right? So we all get the fucking treatment of like going and talking to the vice principal, and I gave her the old like, no, like I was hanging out in the back, which people smoke. That's just kind of like where I hang out, you know. It could have been because I didn't smell that bad on my clothes or whatever. Meanwhile, I have a bag in the back in my back pocket, right? And I get patted down, but she didn't pat my like ass, which is it was like where I would keep my wallet,
yeah.
The bag, and it was in a tin, like an Altoids tin.
Everyone had an Altoids. So,
yeah. It's like you can't miss it if you actually know how to do a search, right?
Yeah.
So, when she checked in my shoes and this and that, so she left for a minute. The vice principal, and she was like, "Well, I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'll be right back." So when she left, I moved it from my back pocket. I can't remember if I I stuffed it in my sock at that point because she already looked there real good. And then when she gave me a second search, she actually checked where it was or whatever. Anyways, the principal comes in and is like, "No, we're going to your locker. Take me to your locker, blah, blah, blah." So we go to my locker. And at this point, like, no one used their locker. We would bring our fucking backpack to the class and shit. So he's like, "Where's your backpack?" I'm like, "It's in class." Like, "Oh, well, take me to it, blah, blah, blah." I had a fucking bowl from a bong in my bag at the time. But it was drama class, which was kind of like it was carpets and there wasn't actually fucking like seats or anything. Like people would sit around on couches and my bag's like over here. So as I went and grabbed it, he was like at the door over there. Drop and I like ditched everything. And then I give him my bag. He's like, this just smells. And I was like, it's a 4-year-old bag. It's high school. Like, so he's just trying to get me on smoking weed. And
so did they find your bowl?
Well, eventually I was like, "This is bullshit." Because we had a high school hockey game that night, and I was on the team. I was like, "This is bullshit. Like, you guys take me here." And he's like, "Oh, well, now you've done it. You swore. And I was like, oh, my God.
I would have been like, well, that's
I got
a
3-day suspension or whatever. Because I swore.
You tell him it's for a lamp.
Remember, Mr. This is where you turn it on at? Remember Mr. McCain? He was a horticulture teacher, right? Yeah.
He was awesome.
He,
I loved him.
I remember he used to let me blaze in the summertime.
Because he knew that it would
Because one
be...
time I went to – remember I was remember the walk-in freezer?
Yeah.
I got caught smoking weed in there by him. Me and Adam Payne. He's missing right now, which is fine.
If there's other beers, they're down in the drawer.
You're right. You're
Charlie, for
right.
the second fucking time.
Me, Adam Payne, I think Amanda Royka. We're all in the freezer smoking weed. Mr. McCain comes in, opens the door. We're all standing there like inside this freezer.
In the fucking freezer is inside the
inside
fucking
the
classroom, by the way.
Oh, really?
But
What's
they
the
were
class?
In the back
what
of
class
the
is
horticulture.
It?
Horticulture. It's for plants and stuff.
Right? Oh.
Say, but they were in the way back in the greenhouse, so we thought we were clear. But anyways, so then the next day, go to horticulture. It's nice outside. He's got the greenhouse open. Me and fucking Squeak fucking squeeze behind the fucking that little shed that was across the road. We're smoking a joint back there, and Mr. McCain caught us again. I'm like, fuck. So he's like, get your asses back in the greenhouse. Well, that day, I just did a whole bunch of work, and I never did any work. The following day, I didn't get to smoke in his class. I didn't do anything. Then the next day comes again. It was nice outside. He had the greenhouse open. He comes over to me, and he's like, just acting like he's looking at something. He's like, back of the greenhouse is open. You know, if you happen to disappear for a few minutes, I won't say anything.
Yeah, because he knew you would work when you were high.
And I went out. I fucking smoked a half a doobie, came in, did a bunch of work. So then it was like a thing after that.
Yeah, they understand.
He would
understand.
Just be like, I was off. It was off property where I was at. So he was like, greenhouse is open.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I had this English teacher who would be real sly about it. Like I would come into his class. It was after lunch, so I was always smelling like dope. And, and so you do silent reading, and I would fucking fall asleep or whatever. Sleeping, yeah. So sleeping. He comes and he's like, here, take attendance down to the office. So I just grab the attendance and like I'm looking, and there's a post-it note on it, and it's like, wash yourself up before you come into my classroom again. And I suggest if you can't stay awake during my class, maybe leave the devil's lettuce alone or something like something along that line. And then there was one other time. That he did, you know, kind of did the same thing, left me a little note, didn't say anything, didn't get me in trouble. It was just like,
it's nice having teachers.
I'm trying to think who was, well, we had a few, I won't
I remember
say their
knocking
names because they're still with the school board.
I remember knocking into the fucking, all the sockets and stuff. And
who told that story? He just put them all
out. Oh my God, that was so bad.
He hated my
so
guts.
Yeah. Fucking, no, but we used to like even the sports, like mom would go on the trips and she knew like when by the time we were like 17,
yeah, we
18,
smoked.
She knew we smoked. So my mom would get, there'd be 3 or 4 staff members there on the trip or whatever. My mom would have them all in a group and my mom would be talking with them all. She's like, she would say to us, she was like, when they're all around me and we're all shooting the shit, she's like, that's
yeah,
when you
run away.
That's when you sneak away. So,
yeah.
We would fucking, she'd get everybody in a group or whatever, and she would look over at us, and me and Drew would be fucking gonzo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And anybody
next thing you know, we're hitting bombs in the fucking, hitting him in a fucking
tots.
Swimming pool.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who is, like, a regional smoker who grew up around that shit knows, like, oh, this is the time we need to get out and we can go.
Yeah.
Like, you're at a family event. Oh. You don't go at this time.
We used
right?
to yell baseball meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or you're like, hey, you know, oh, fuck. You know, 10 minutes to dinner, me and my sister look at each other like.
Now it's to the point, like, our family, if I get up and leave.
Yeah.
Everyone
I was just
going to
say,
me.
If you see that I'm not
because,
around,
yeah.
you know
if
where I'm
not
at,
near
yeah.
you in the meeting.
Drew usually walks by
and
looks at me and goes.
Yeah, yeah.
Drew usually walks by and looks at me and just goes.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like the nod.
Drew just goes this way. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But man, family
I mean,
functions
here, it's
were the best.
Time.
Like back in the day, like
I remember first smoking, like was good times, man. Like,
this is great. It's a whole like 420 episode. It's amazing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, like the family.
What's the highest you ever got?
Mm.
Man, just smoking was or just smoking.
I just mean in general.
I would say,
no, what's
I would say probably on edibles.
Got? Yeah,
it's the highest ever. Unless you're talking about the old fucking so, book of sugar. Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about weed. Like, this is a 420 episode.
Oh, so this one time I did 8 ecstasy pills and what? No, I'm just kidding.
One time I did acid.
The highest weed wise I've ever got, man. Okay. It's not really like.
Mine was during COVID.
You just feel it more in your eyes, I feel like.
Mine
when you're
was during
super,
COVID.
Super stoned.
Yeah. Mine was during COVID. Eyes. So it was when we were in that like lockdown or whatever. We had that 2-week lockdown, mm-hmm. right? The lockdown.
The first lockdown,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, I loved it. Steph,
I loved it too.
Steph had to go to work because she was essential because she works in a pharmacy. So it was just me and E. at home. So it was me and E. Well, I'm not joking. It was me and him for 6 weeks.
That's what I got
in
to do
this
too.
House. Yeah. I didn't leave my house for like a month. I didn't leave my yard like a month.
We had the school right behind us. So we'd go and we'd ride bikes and we'd skateboard.
So
and
we lived in Aberg at that time.
Yeah.
So everybody crashed out early one night here and it was me and fucking Barry. We were playing NHL.
Was he here?
No, he was at his house, and I was here, and we were playing NHL online. I ate 300 milligrams in one sitting.
Yeah.
And fucking, I was playing NHL, and my guy was just, like, near the end when I had to go to sleep. Like, it was like, I got to go to sleep. My guy was like, I was, like, falling asleep while I was playing. So my guy,
oh my God.
Yeah, so my guy was,
my
like,
my story has the same ending.
Yeah. So my guy was, like, on the boards, like, just doing this, because I was just, Barry's so like, I'm like, wake up, I have the puck. I'm like, looking for somebody. Yeah. But yeah, it was brutal, dude.
Oh, I can say my story has a very similar ending. Me and Jake get together, and he's a big dabber. You know, we'll go through a gram of dabs.
Jesus.
In one sitting. And like me, I need the joints. So I'm so whereas him, he's like, man, your joints are fucking putting me out. And I'm just like, oh fuck, your dabs are killing me. But we were playing it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. And it's like a new game, but it's based on like an old Ninja Turtle game, which you literally just go straight across and fight and fight and fight. But by the end, and it's, you know, 10 levels, 12 levels. By the end, I'm literally sitting there and like falling asleep and playing, and he's kind of like, hey, 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 every once in a while, because he can notice that I'm just standing in the same spot. Like, but yeah, it was just like falling asleep playing a game, and we ended up beating it. But yeah, I remember falling asleep like 3-4 times.
Fucking dead.
Yeah.
If I do dabs, man.
Edibles,
I can't do dabs.
Yeah.
But I could smoke a. I could smoke a shitload of weed.
Do you smoke like dabs ever?
If they're around, yeah.
Yeah. Should bring some out. Bring my fucking setup out.
Hey.
Do a couple. All right. Dibby dabs.
So, we haven't really talked any like hockey.
Yeah.
So real quick.
Playoffs, man.
Well, playoffs are currently in swing. Playoffs. Talk about the playoffs.
Can't
Leafs,
win with them.
Leafs. We can't even win a game.
Can't teach them. Can't win with them.
We can't even win a game.
Bruins are gonna fucking wipe the floor with them.
The Bruins are currently.
Matthews ain't scoring another goal. Imagine.
You want to know what was the best?
I said Matthews scoring almost 70 and being out first round's wild.
We were at work, Drew, and I was like, he ain't getting 70. He's staying on 69. And he fucking.
I think that's almost
69.
Better, though, man. I'm Mr. 69.
But what? 70's like record.
Yeah.
When
it's not record.
69,
so.
Biz.
Lately it is.
When he scored fucking 69, Biz had a post of him, and it was goal number 69, all Biz had was nice.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you can ride on the tail waves of 69, too, just as much as getting 70. Yeah.
But still, though, 70 could be a bonus, though. He could have missed a bonus.
Yeah.
Maybe. I doubt it.
You'd be surprised.
I mean, if you...
And incentives.
They wouldn't put that in a contract, though, I don't
think.
What
are you talking about? It's the NHL, dude.
If you score 70 goals, you get this much money.
No, but it could be if you score it could be 70. You never know. Because he's one of the guys.
It'd be
hard.
Am I
going?
One
question I'm
going
to ask you guys.
If you get this, you get this, you get this.
One, and I ask everybody this because I love hearing what everybody has to
say.
That's like the most.
Last year, he got like 60-something, too.
He got 65 before. It was the year before.
So, one thing I'm going to ask you guys is, by the time he's done, because I think Ovi's going to break Wayne's record.
He is.
Okay.
After
so
this season?
What I want to know is, coming up, do you think Matthews is going to break Ovi's record?
Yeah, he's got to. He's getting
65 goals. What's his pace right now?
Well, he said he's still in his 20s.
He's getting. I know, but what, like, compared to where Ovi was at, what's his pace?
I think I don't think Ovi's ever scored anything close to 70.
He got 60. He got 60 something 1 year, I think.
Yeah, but Matthews has done that more than once.
Yeah, he has.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, two
as
seasons,
much as I hate
two
to
of
say
his,
it,
yeah. two of his whatever seven.
You never
seasons,
know because
as much as I hate to say
continue.
It in the game today, he's the fucking
he's the best goal scorer.
Man, yeah. Kucherov, it's weird because
look at that. He's got 357 goals in 549 games. That's ridiculous. At a rate of 650. Yeah. So think he's hitting 650.
Let's bring
right
up my senior league
career.
Stats and see what the fuck.
Okay, let's put both of them. This guy beat me by a point last year. I wanted to punch him in the
last
mouth.
Last year I did?
You put one
I thought
point.
You beat me last year.
No, I had you, and then I fucking was shit the last 2 weeks, and you were good. So
and then I beat
you
this
me
year, too.
By a point.
You guys are both shit, anyways.
Yeah.
Says the guy who doesn't even come out and play.
Yeah,
but
I know, eh? I'll guess we'll never
I'll
know.
I'll fight you both.
Guess
I'll put
know.
Skates on just to fight you.
Yeah.
I'll beat the fuck out of you both, and then...
It wouldn't
hockey
make, it
thing
would make
as
for a
well.
Good podcast.
Pop a finger in your ass.
Okay,
so yeah, what's the predictions
so,
for some playoffs?
Okay, so what I want to know is
here, you guys want to, you want me to pull up a bracket?
You
guys,
and,
want,
oh,
you guys all want to do
cup?
A bracket
before
real
we
quick?
Get before we get real into that.
You know who I think
Edmonton,
is going to win the cup?
So Edmonton lost to Arizona in their very last game ever because Arizona is going to.
Utah.
Yeah.
The Utah
Arizona. Mormon. Yeah, the Utah Mormon. Mm. No. I think they were talking the Utah Blizzard.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
Or the Utah fucking
Fury.
Yeah,
Utah
Fury.
Blizzard,
yeah.
Utah.
Blizzard would be cool with like a Yeti, you know, like
see,
a
there was one that was called Utah Hockey Team.
Yeah. Cuz they might want to do that for 1 year. Until they, because they don't want to rush in. That's what I heard. They don't want to rush into naming the team. So if they don't, it's just going to be like the Utah hockey team. Like,
Washington.
Didn't Washington do that?
Team?
Yeah, for once.
Did you see that the Washington?
And everyone still hates the Commanders.
You seen they're being sued by the Redskins or whatever because of the name change?
I did hear something about that. Anyways, they want to change back.
They
right?
want to change back.
Yeah,
because it represented
like,
them.
Yeah, because he's an actual person. It's not
It's like a. It's a tribe or whatever, right?
They shouldn't have changed it. No one cares.
It was some old white man.
Cleveland Guardians. Like, no one cares about
felt
that
felt like
shit.
It offended
like,
somebody.
Yeah, like, shut the fuck
it's like
up.
The Guardians. The Guardians had to pay a bunch of money because the actual Cleveland Guardians were a roller derby team or whatever.
Yeah.
Problem is, is like...
No one cared that it was
nowadays,
called
nowadays, everybody,
Indian.
Just stay in your fucking lane.
Yeah. The old chop.
Oh. Jesus. Pretty soon they're going to be like, sharks are killed by people. You can't... the San Jose Sharks, that's demeaning to animals.
They eat people.
Yeah, it's like
I got the reason
well, no, like
why
shark
the
hunting
Redskins,
and shit.
Why the Redskins?
Yeah,
got changed. Yeah. It was right here. So why they were named? Sorry, not why they why
yeah,
it was
that's
changed.
Why they were named that? Yeah. But yeah, now they
because yeah, even most of them think like that's tribute.
Yeah, because they had the only native players
maybe
on
not
their
the
team.
Indians. I guess like the Indians, I understand that like.
But the Redskins, yeah, this is like a whole thing going on.
Yeah. But, I mean, no one gets all in up in arms when Quentin Tarantino has got white people saying fucking, you know, N-word. He just does it. Yeah. I mean, some people are pissed about it, but most people don't really care that much. Well, it's like, if you make good stuff, we don't care.
Yeah. True. What are you doing over there?
I'm ordering us food. Actually.
Are you busy working?
He just
no,
he swiped
just,
off of it. It was
just,
a picture of Cam
I'm
with a little like, back look.
Cam's in a fucking thong.
Cam, what do you got? You haven't been in yet.
Yeah, what's up?
What do
you
mean?
Got a question today?
Actually, I do.
Do
I do have a question.
I'm sucking it.
Do you make fingers in your butthole?
I do not.
Is your mic on?
That's the question.
Yes, my mic is
actually,
on.
My question
great
was,
job.
Do you like fingers in your butthole? I already know Charlie's
really
answer.
Two knuckles.
If you haven't tried it, try it. And I said one knuckle.
Dry.
One knuckle?
No.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Spin on there.
I have no idea what
what's your question?
There's so much going on at once. My question is there something that you guys just can't be bothered with if you're fucking, or not even that, but like, if you go to do something like working on your house, for instance, okay, like I can do a lot of this shit. I don't mind. I'll do everything, but there's this
the one
trait I won't touch,
like.
And that's electrical because I fucking get electrocuted every single time I fuck with anything, even just to tape them up to do the drywall.
Yeah.
I'll always shock myself because I'm just that dumb.
Yeah, I've had to deal with electrical a lot.
Hey, you're not dumb.
Just sometimes.
Stop saying that. Stop saying that. You're not.
I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to drywall and sand and all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, but I'd much rather spend my hard
earned
money.
I'd rather do that than do electrical.
Yeah, you like doing it. You did a great job at my place.
I fucking hate drywall.
Yeah.
No.
I'll put it up.
I hate painting.
I'll put it up like crazy because it's a lot like glass. Like. You just cut the size and it'll pop it up. But as far as mudding and taping and sanding,
you gotta have the finesse for that.
Yeah.
I personally finesse. Like hanging drywall and not mudding and taping, but I'm decent.
Yeah,
at both.
Well, I mean, of course, if you had to choose. It's also one of those things, like, I feel like if you smoke some joints and, like, throw some tunes on, you know, hey, let's do some mudding and taping.
Yeah.
You know, and you get a bunch of work done. That's exactly what we did in my basement, right? But. You know, what was your question again?
It was,
something you don't like doing. Yeah, so I've had to work with electrical a lot through with the glass because mirrors, we got to fucking work with outlets and change lights or put lights off and back up. And then with my, which is not like, you know, advanced electrical shit, but we've definitely had to learn how to, like, what not to touch and this and that. But as far as what I wouldn't want to fuck with, it's definitely drywall and sanding or like finishing my laundry, putting a laundry away. That's a real procrastination.
I hate laundry too, and we have so much of it.
I was ordering us food so
with
was
we have six people at my house, right?
What's like something that you just can't be like bothered to do? So like, being,
like
I'm always
doing
gonna
my
pay
taxes,
or like
that's
ask somebody
one?
To come do my electrical.
My sister,
I'm bad at like controlling my money.
Plumbing,
I'm bad at like
that's a good one.
Keeping track of my money. Or, like, watching my, you know, a lot of it's just, like, I don't know. If you ask me what came out of my account automatically or this or that, it's, like, I don't know any of it.
That's where fucking Steph's a G because she, like,
is on top of that shit.
Pretty much just have to go to work.
Yeah. Which, that's, like, find me a woman that's good with that shit and, like, I'd be a happy man and lets me smoke weed.
Puts a finger in his ass.
Like, likes getting there.
One knuckle.
No, two knuckles.
Two fingers, one
knuckle. If
you're
a pretty lady and you're nice and you're a good influence on his butthole, you get three knuckles.
Yeah.
Called three knuckles.
Might have to work your way through the milk.
Did I say one knuckle? I meant two.
No, he needs three.
From his hand.
Yeah. That's only for Drew.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, now. So... Fellas, is there anything else?
Okay, playoff predictions. Who's winning the cup?
Leafs.
No. They're winning the fucking Athletic Supporter.
I think probably Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great take, actually. Yeah. That's a great pick. Another one that's kind of nobody would think of is the Dallas Stars.
Man.
They're a good one.
Yeah. They have everything. Literally, they have
goaltending.
They have defense. They have fucking scoring. They have depth. Their fucking coach is awesome.
Do they have only one or do they have two cups?
Well, Brett Hull scored one.
I know for sure they have one.
I think
that's it.
And then, Jason Arnott scored in overtime.
Can you look up how many Stanley Cups Dallas Stars have?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's two.
We'll wrap up after this.
Because
they're one of those teams that are usually there.
Yeah.
Like, and a good team.
Well, they're usually somewhat in the hunt.
Like, remember
right
when the Sharks were like,
bunch,
when the Sharks were the team that, like,
Sharks are,
man, they made it to
right
the
now.
They made it to the fucking conference final every year.
One championship. Night.
Just one, eh? Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah. It appeared five times in the final. Yeah.
So that's the Brett Hull one. Who did Jason Arnott score? New Jersey.
The Devils.
Yes, that's who he scored. Yes.
Man, that was the golden ages. Man.
Yes, okay. But yeah, that's Brett Hull was
also.
The only.
Well,
so
Vancouver's looking for their first.
That was the goal where they said that his skate was in the crease, Dominic Hasek.
Yeah.
Remember
no goal,
that? It was that.
Buddy at the fucking.
When he's like, no goal.
It was like, no goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They changed the rule. Mm-hmm. Dumb rule anyways, whereas like Calgary got screwed and then they changed the rule, so it's like they should award them the cup.
So who do you think's gonna win,
man? Boston.
Yeah. Easy Boston pick. You know why I'm gonna take a sleeper pick, like I said, and I'm gonna go the Dallas Stars.
Heart wants Toronto, but I'm actually gonna go Vegas.
Ooh, Vegas again. That's good. Which too. They kind of snuck in at the end a little bit.
Now they got the captain.
But they won
back.
Last year. Yeah, they
all
do.
All of a sudden, recovered.
Man, Vancouver's got a great team. They've been playing well all year. You never know, but they're looking for their first Stanley Cup win.
Anybody but Toronto. Sorry.
The Rangers are in, right?
Yeah, but they'll be. Yeah.
Yep. We'll see.
What else we're missing? Capitals are in. Man, imagine Ovi makes a run, bro. Like we were saying before, like at the beginning of the year, a lot of people were saying, man, that's a lot of goals and he's looking old. But then, you know, he turned it on at the end of this year.
Yeah, he did. He scored a bunch.
That one off his glove that ended fucking Detroit's fucking season.
All right, let's talk about
Drew's,
this bullshit off
Drew's
the air.
Fucking tapping out. So,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're done.
So, let's.
Charlie's fucking can so, choke on Obi's cock off the air.
All right, so we're going to do
that. Got
that
Tristan
off
effect.
So, that's coming out.
No,
so,
I'm keeping that.
Until next week, we're out of here.
Yeah, I guess we got to leave.
Stay sweet.
Asshole pleasure. Finger in your butt.
One knuckle shuffle. Peace, bitch. Don't go shopping now. You got so much to prove. Take it all somehow. See it all the way through.